15-9. Collins leads it after one. Nick Eaves is going to check in to start the second quarter of play. They'll have McKnight, Fort Vail, Eaves, and Cochran on the floor. And still, well, no, one change for Anderson. Zach Labhart checks in for Spencer Wooldridge. The other four stay the same with Garman and Pittman out at the guard spots and Penny and Gritton up front. Inbounded to McKnight. Gets it to Fort. Back to Vail straight away. Left side to McKnight. Anderson down a 2-3 zone trying to match up out of it. Holds it back to Vail. Back straight away to McKnight in the middle to E.
Oh, Fort wide
back to Vail. Fort left wing wide open from three. Got it! Nick with five and the lead up to nine now, 18-9. Penny throws cross court to Gritton. Out front to Garman. He just doubled Toby Penny the last time he touched it. Trying to take the ball with his hand. Gritton looking to drive. Forcing his way to the basket. Off the board, no good. And the first foul of the game will come on Nick Fort. Now send Gritton to the line.
We probably say that. There was not much contact compared to a lot of the others.
Not comparatively speaking. Gritton at the line. Free throw up, no good. Gritton comes in shooting 51% on the year. Dominic Turner going to check in here for Charlie Cochran. Gritton now with his second free throw. Free throw up. This one rimmed out. Rebounded by Ford. So Gritton goes 0-2 from the line. And Collins will bring it down into their front court, leading by nine. 7 minutes to go here in the second. Anderson back to man-to-man. McKnight looks to drive. Back in Garman in. Goes to the basket. No good. Tough shot there by Davion.
Good defense by Garman.
Very good defense by Garman. Pittman coming the other way with it. Gives it back to Garman.
He's a lot better defender when he's not flopping on the ground.
Garman still well on the dribble. Now he'll back it back out near the midcourt line. Gets it to Pittman just right of the circle.
Pittman's the guy they can't let get loose is Pittman. Got to be up on him on the catch on every time.
That could have been a foul on Marcellus, and Pittman will go by him anyway and lay him in. Marcellus put two hands on him as he went by him.
He sure did.
So 18-11, Titans lead it. 6-10 to go here in the second quarter. McKnight with it on the right wing. Out straight away to Vail. Left side to Eaves. Back straight away Fort. Open three. Straight away. Got it! Back-to-back threes from Nick Ford. He's got eight and a lead now at 10, 21-11. Pittman looking to work on Vail. And oh, loses it and stolen by McKnight. Davion gets the middle. Oh, nice pass. The printer goes up and wait, no, he missed it. But fouled by
Ooh, what a pass. Oh, man. I tell you what, I ain't going to talk about it, Bianca. That's what I can thought I ever do. That was a one-handed pass from midcourt. I mean, in stride.
And not a big window to get
and
it.
Not a big, and I mean on the line. Woo!
Dom Turner to the line. Dom shooting 68% on the season. Free throw up. This one, good. Dom's first point of the night. Jacob Beltner will check back in. He will check in for Marcellus Vail.
Well, if you're a young guard out there, you'd like to be able to come and play with that guy, wouldn't you?
No kidding. Second free throw by Dom. This one no good. Rebounded by Penny. 22-11. Titans lead at 5:35 to go here in the second. Garman hands back to Penny. Over to Pittman. Dribble handoff to Garman. He'll rise up and shoot a long three. This one rimmed out and rebounded by McKnight. Good block out by Davion. Tight now in the front court. Backed it back out. It's going to take a high ball screen from Dom. Gets it to E. Nick picks his dribble up, gets it away to Turner straight away. Right side back to McKnight. Back to Eaves straight away. Now gets it to Ford. Ford looking to work on Penny. Has it knocked away again. Stolen by Penny. And Penny will go in and lay it in. Just too loose with the basketball. Nick Ford.
Just twice that Penny.
McKnight gets by Garman. Going to basket, stop 10-footer in the lane, no good, rebounded by Gritton.
Nice move, just got a little bit too hard.
Penny looking to run with it, going to run right side, goes up off the board, scored again. And you don't want to get a guy to get started, especially with two wide open baskets. And Collins will take a 30-second timeout as their 11-point lead has been cut down to 7 here, 22-15.
You got to be strong with the ball because we talked about Air State is going to pressure you. That's right, if Penny's taking it from court.
You know, the thing about it is, if you got a guy that's going to pressure the way they are, you can't just go laterally. You've got to get by or you're just setting him up to be sure for the ball.
Yeah, like you mentioned, you don't want to get Penny started. You know, a couple of easy layups.
He's
already got one three there.
He now with two quick baskets. He's got 9 of the 15.
So a good time out there by Coach Gaser, though. Kind of stemmed the momentum here a little bit. Get Charlie back in. I think he's got definitely an advantage on the baseline.
Well, Collins back to their starting five here.
This is not going to be a blowout. I mean, you might get your teams are going to have
it's going to be runs.
Yeah. Two good teams, they're not going to be a blowout. So.
Ford gets it away to Turner straight away. And that could have been a double dribble there.
Yeah.
Feldner takes the ball screen. Can't get any room. And try to throw it down low to Turner, and they're lucky that ball was tipped. And
what?
They're saying it wasn't tipped. They're going to say all Feldner out of bounds. I thought that hit an Anderson County player. Evidently not. But no space there to make that pass.
No.
So Collins been really efficient in the half court, but they've had 2 turnovers in the last 3 possessions. And Anderson County looking to cut deeper into this lead. 22-15, Titans lead it. They've led by as many as 11 here. Garmin with it on the right wing. Collins down a 2-3 zone.
Got to watch Pittman out here shooting the ball from the
Rick,
top.
In the corner of the lab hall. I thought he had shuffled a few. Pittman straight away, 3, got it. Not sure you can zone that team. And Anderson on a 7-0 run, and they shut it down to 4 here, 22-18.
You can't allow him just to set out there and shoot it, but he's going to hit it.
Short right side to McKnight. That guy's still counting. There's 3 people between McKnight. To back to Feldner. Anderson King's trying to crank up the defense. Feldner drives all the way to the basket. Left-handed shot in the lane. No good. Just another just extremely difficult shot. Garmin comes the other way. Gives it off for Pittman. Left side to Labhart. He'll swing it back to Penny. He's going to drive baseline on Cochran. Steps through 2 guys. No good. Rebounded by Gritton. Put it in. So a 9-0 run here by the Bearcats has closed things down 22-20 as Collins has went several minutes to not be able to score. McKnight straight away to Turner. Dom got a matchup he's got to take advantage of. Back, step back 15-footer, no good, and rebound on the floor. Dug out by Labhart, gets it to Garmin. Garmin leaves it off for Pittman, right back to Garmin. Going to look to drive on Turner, blocked by Turner, but fouled on Turner before the shot. The Collins appeared to be really effective offensively and have went probably, what do you say, Scott, 4 minutes here without a basket?
They just turned the ball over, too. They were some ill-advised shots.
Danny in the corner for the lead. Almost banked that one in. Backside rebound by Garmin from the corner. Pittman right back to Garmin. He'll shoot a 3 for the lead. Got it. So now a 12-0 run by Anderson County, and they back on top 23-22. 1:47 to go here before the half. Cochran, dribble handoff to Vail, and he's bumped coming around. And that'll be number 2 on Penny. The only 2 fouls in the game for Anderson County. Everyone looks in amazement because he practically decapitated.
He about took his head off, and everybody looking like he never touched
him. Yeah. So Turner will inbound. Still looking.
Throw it!
And he won't get it in.
Nobody was moving.
And right now, Collins might be the best thing. If they can just make it to halftime and try to adjust.
Wow.
They led 22-11. Anderson on a 12-0 run. They now lead 23-22. Gritton in the middle. Leaves it off here for Pittman. He's being doubled. Gets away to Garmin. Right side to Labhart. Back to Pittman. Hands it right back to Garmin. 1:22 to go here before the half. Left side, Maxberry just checked in. Pittman gets by 2 defenders, leaves it off to Labhart. Not a threat to shoot it. He'll give it right up to Garmin. Garmin with it straight away, leaves it off for Gritton. Gridden. Nearly lost it, but able to tap it over to Garmin. To back to Pittman. Pittman between the legs dribble. Spins in the lane, goes up, and no good. Rebounded by Conklin. Not his game. Leaves it off of McKnight. Davion pushing, going the other way. Leaves it back. Cochran, open three on the wing. Got it, and he's fouled. As Jeff Long jumps off the front row and gives the fist pump.
I don't know if that's Jeff Long or Brock Lesnar down there. That crew down there right there on that front row, somebody you see at ICW wrestling. Look at that.
I think they just came from Danny Davis Arena. Cochran to the line, trying to make it a four-point trip. Free throw up, no good. Short, rebounded by McKnight. Davion goes back up, put it in. So a five-point trip for the Titans, much needed as they were really struggling to score, and they lead it now back out by four, 27-23.
Britton.
Well, he walked.
As it knocked away from him, and I thought Charlie got
away with a foul.
He got away with a foul. He put both arms around it. He's in good position.
He's dancing.
Inbounded to Pittman in the corner. 23 seconds to go in the quarter.
Marcel sees not let Pittman get any kind of room out there. You imagine, let him drive to the basket. That's not his game.
Right now, Penny not in the game, of course, with those two personals. Garmin looking to drive on Turner. Walls and scores. 5 seconds to go. Got to hurry. They're going to get a shot off. 3 seconds. Davion, he'll let it go at the buzzer, and it'll be too long. No good. But right now, the story of the game is you can get away with about anything.
Woo!
It's really physical, and only 5 total fouls in the first half. Collins came out, jumped on home early, and Anderson County battled back to take a quick lead, but Collins finds himself up here in the half, 27-25. You're listening to the 8th Region Basketball Tournament and Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.